Navega Mundo. Awakens children's imagination through fun stories around the world. In this episode, Pacha and Bianca board the magic canoe to discover the secrets and customs of the ancient Mayan civilization in Mexico. The two make up a trip to the past in search of the ancestral knowledge of such ancient people, and it is all to help the bees of the future. Come on this magical adventure with us! Bianca and the Enigma of the Ladder. Episode 3. The Magic of the Living Drawings. Bianca had been, for quite some time, pressing her face against the glass, looking at some colorful and old drawings. Are you sure these drawings will help me solve the disappearance of the bees in the plantation of Mio Papa, Pacha? Of course! The answer is in the past, remember? Bianca and Pacha were in Spain, at the Museum of America, admiring a set of images made by the Mayan people, the glyphos. It's all here, Bianca! The Mayans used to draw their customs in manuals like this one, the Codex. This is the Madrid one. Look! This image shows the bees! Bianca frowned without seeing any bee in the drawing, and she had an idea. We'd better talk to whoever made these drawings to understand what they mean. Pacha's face lit up, seeing the girl so determined. To do that, we must travel in time, travel to ancient Mexico, shall we? They climbed aboard the magic canoe. Pacha tapped her staff on the edge and, in an instant, they were in the Mayan temple of Tulum. But 500 years in the past. Bianca's clothes had been transformed. She was now dressed in a cloak dyed red. This way, you don't draw as much attention, Pacha explained. And every time you speak, you will be understood. The locals place a lot of importance on drawings and words. You need to know how to listen and how to speak. And, after saying that, she disappeared in her flying canoe. Bianca looked around, not knowing where to go. The sun was rising over the sea. Her plan was to find one of the manual designers who made the part about the bees. But where? How? Well, bees are always looking for flowers. I need to find a field. Suddenly, a hummingbird appeared flying, sipping on flowers. Bianca happily followed it. The little animal flapped its wings quickly. And Bianca asked, "Take it easy, little bird, and show me the way." As soon as she said that, the hummingbird squeezed through two rocks on the ground. Huh? Why would a hummingbird go into a hole? A bird's place is in the sky. Bianca peeked and saw that the hole led to a huge cave, where there was a beautiful cenote, an underground lake of blue water that shone in the darkness, lit by a thin ray of sunlight. Bianca took a step and... Ouch! She heard someone yell. She had tripped over a boy. I'm sorry, I didn't see you. I was following a hummingbird, but I lost its track. I'm Kustal. He introduced himself. How about you? I have never seen you around here. My name is Bianca, and if I told you where I'm from, you would run away from me. That's silly. The one who guided you here was a hummingbird. our messenger of good things. Okay, then, I'll tell you. I came from the future. Bianca revealed a little embarrassed. And Kustal immediately widened his eyes. And why are you here? Bees are disappearing in the future. And I heard the Mayans know how to take care of them. Kustal beamed with pride. The Mayans were also known as the honey civilization. The honey from the tiny Shunang cub was used as food, to prepare wine, as well as treating and preventing various diseases, such as wounds, coughs, and even stomach aches. They also burned the wax to make offerings. At the harvest party, which was to take place that same night, the bees would be honored with a table of offerings of flowers and honeycombs. I need to talk to whoever is designing a manual with various teachings, Bianca explained. I saw the images in the future, but I didn't understand them very well. Oh, Bianca! So, do you want to meet a scribe? Perhaps the living string can help you. Living string? What is that? It's the magic string of Mayan life and wisdom, the Kushan Sun, which gathers all the knowledge of our culture and guides us until today. Bianca brightened up and went on immediately ordering. Living string! Kushan Sun! I want a world full of bees. Wait, Bianca, that's not how it works, Kustal warned. Before the girl could understand what the problem was, a buzzing sound began to echo off the walls of the cave. Zoom, zoom. It got stronger and stronger, closer and closer, until a swarm of hundreds of little bees invaded the cave. Bianca was afraid of being stung, so she jumped into the cenote lake. Not knowing that the Shunang cub bees don't have stingers. Phew! What a fright! What did I do wrong, Kustal? Words must be said very carefully, Bianca. What you told the string wasn't what you really wanted to know. Bianca tried again. This time, with so much emotion that her voice echoed through the cave. Kushan Sun, today I want to meet a scribe. I need to understand the codex symbols to learn how to care for bees in my time. As soon as those words were out of Bianca's mouth, the living string began to move. Kustal had to jump to avoid being tripped. When the Kushan Sun stretched out, completely entering one of the rivers connected to the cenote. Look! It's over there! Kustal pointed, and the two began to swim through a tunnel. Bianca was afraid. It was very dark, and the current of the underground river was strong. Gradually, she fell behind and lost sight of Kustal. Coraggio, Bianca said to herself. It was what her great-great-grandmother had taught her. The girl sought courage and strength within herself to recover. She swam faster and soon reached Kustal. The two were exhausted when they saw a light that indicated the exit of the cave. Outside, there was a village where beekeeping was done on wooden logs, called Hobonis. Near them, a man was painting on a sheet of strange paper made from vegetable pulp. He was one of the Codex scribes. His name was Iqal, Hello! Malobk in. My friend Bianca is looking for wisdom, Kushtal told the man. The bees in her land are disappearing, and she didn't understand the drawings. Curious, the scribe Ik'al left his work aside and said, I can help you feel the drawing to understand it better, he suggested and, with a brush stroke, began to portray Bianca. As soon as she was drawn, the girl was transported into the image as if she had been transformed into a cartoon. Bianca had shrunk and was sitting in the center of a flower. Around her, the bees flew happily and, when they got tired, they landed on the flowers to rest. Suddenly, the landscape began to change. The woods disappeared and gave way to large plantations. The little bees, now having nowhere to land, died of exhaustion. It was a vision of the future. That was it. When she understood the meaning of the bees' lives, Bianca returned to her normal size. The bees get tired, Kushtal. I felt it because I was inside the nature. That's how it should be, the scribe thought. We are part of the whole, Bianca. The land, the plants, the mountains, the animals, everything has a spirit and brings abundance. Here, take this image and teach what you've learned. The sun was already setting, and the last rays made beautiful drawings in the sky and on the rocks. Bianca felt a chill. She had taken great pains to swim against the current and her clothing was still wet. Kushtal noticed that his friend was coming down with a cold and gave her some honey from the Shunang cub, which replenished Bianca of energy to participate in the harvest party, full of corn, pumpkins, and beans. The table of gratitude for the harvest was beautiful. Plenty of food, drinks, and flowers. But it was time to go. She called Pacha, who mentioned that a harvest party just like that one was happening in the future that same night. After all, many Mexican communities continue to follow ancient customs. The trunks for beekeeping, for example, today are wooden boxes. This knowledge was deciphered in the codex and told from generation to generation. Does that mean we can participate in two Mayan harvest parties on the same night? 500 years apart? Pacha nodded, smiling. Maybe we can still try a frijol al estilo Yucateco over there. Bianca was excited by Pacha's invitation, but she wanted to return home as soon as possible to share with the people of her time what she learned about the lack of flowers for the rest of bees in great plantations. She felt like a living string of Maya knowledge and wanted to spread this information to as many people as possible. She thanked Kushtal and Ik'al for sharing their wisdom with her. Thank you, friends! Or as they say in the Mayan language, Nib Ulal! She boarded the canoe to continue her journey, not knowing that there would be a stop in Peru, to get to know another very important civilization in the Americas, the Inca Empire. Bianca, you still need to walk a path before you're ready for your mission. An inside journey, Pacha explained. Inside where? She got no answer. The canoe was now flying fast forward in time towards the ruins of the famous city of Machu Picchu. The end. Navega Mundo, cultural storytelling podcasts to listen anytime, anywhere. The illustrated scene makes reference to the codex elaborated by the Mayans in Mexico. This story is also available in Italian, Spanish, and Portuguese. Discover the next adventure! See you next time! Making. Concept, research, execution and coordination by Marta Elisa Castro Eberle. Funding. Cultural Incentive Law from Caxias do Sul, Rio Grande do Sul, Brasil. Cultural Support. Serviços de Guincho Vanin. Support. Instituto Elisabetta Randon. Fundraising by Capta Ação Gestão de Projetos. Project Participants. Text by Angélica Lopes. Narration by Valquíria Ruaro dos Reis. Audio production carried out by Luciano Lubisco Leães. Tayana Neuer, Rúbia Frisso, Adriano Oliveschi, Magda Torresini, Cleudis Tonoli, Luana Pacheco, Camila Cavion, Rafael Sartor, Hernani Savariz, Minsky Idiomas,
Teodô, Marketing Digital,
Eleven Design, Lato Senso Assessoria de Comunicação, Ege Agência Digital, Trine Design de Interação, CB Soluções Audiovisuais, Ramone Gracelli and Contual Contabilidade. Collaborators: Minélia Schill, Maria Renoveva Ocampo, Jennifer Ramos and Patrícia Nunes da Silva. Special thanks to the teachings of José Luiz Parisi. All rights reserved to Marta Elisa Castro Eberle. Did you know that children with a mobile device connected to the internet can learn and have fun at the same time? Navegamundo.com. The Navegamundo channel is also available on audio platforms.